I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Chinese officials are calling for an all-out rescue effort after a devastating earthquake struck the southwestern part of the country. The powerful quake, 7.8 on the Richter scale, struck during the middle of the school day. It toppled buildings, including schools. According to Chinese news reports, more than 8,500 people are dead. The quake was the most powerful to hit the country in three decades. It was felt all across Asia. It cut communications lines, so a full assessment of the damage and the casualties is still being pieced together. The World's Matthew Bell begins our coverage.
The worst-hit areas appear to be in rural parts of Sichuan Province. Beichuan County is one of them. China's official Xinhua news agency said the quake caused 80% of the buildings there to collapse. It killed between 3,000 and 5,000 people and injured another 10,000. The capital of Sichuan Province is the city of Chengdu, with a population of about 10 million. It's about 50 miles from the epicenter of the earthquake. When the quake struck at 2:30 p.m. local time, buildings shook for several minutes. This video posted on a Chinese website shows a young man cowering under a desk as books tumble off shelves and onto the floor. The voice, presumably from the young man shooting the video, tells people not to panic, everything's going to be okay. Then he films today's date on his computer screen. He names the location as part of Sichuan University, and he says the building is shaking, it's absolutely true. Bo Feng lives in Chengdu City. He was working at home when the quake hit, and he says it was truly terrifying.
I was able to climb under the desk, and I called my mom urgently to join me under the desk so that we could be together. I was thinking what could happen if we die. I didn't really want to die because I don't think I'm ready. And I was trying to tell my mom that how much I think she's been such a blessing to me and how grateful I am to her.
Feng says he feels lucky that he and his mother were uninjured and that their phone, electricity, and internet connection all still work. Buildings in places as far away as Beijing and Shanghai were evacuated today. Local TV in Chengdu showed pictures from a hospital where staff got patients out of the building, including from the nursery. This woman was there. She said medical workers took one baby each. It was very moving, she said. Chengdu was spared the kind of devastation that hit other parts of Sichuan province. There were reports of a toxic chemical leak and the collapse of numerous buildings, including several schools, one with 900 students inside. Rescue teams were said to be having difficulty reaching the hardest-hit region in Wenchuan County. China's Prime Minister Wen Jiabao traveled to the area, and en route he called for an all-out rescue effort by Chinese officials at every level. Wen told authorities to go forward boldly, fight bravely, and fear no sacrifice. He said they should do everything for the people and face this disaster with calmness, confidence, and courage. In a statement from Washington, President Bush expressed his condolences for the victims of today's earthquake, and he said the United States is ready to help in any way possible. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.